Welcome to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. I share my talks with artists of all kinds, and today is no exception. I had the opportunity to speak with world-renowned percussionist, author, singer, songwriter, and humanitarian, Sheila E. While she is most popularly known for her collaboration, friendship, and relationship with Prince, that's just the beginning. She draws her inspiration from her musical roots and her family and her beloved Bay Area in California. Here is Miss Sheila E.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey, Sheila, thank you so much. I know we don't have very much time, so can we just jump right in?
Of course.
I, last night, got the album late in the evening, and I took a hot bath and listened to the whole thing. Hella Funk E, what a great album, Sheila.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's really awesome, and it's a perfect blend of you and your family's trademark jazz fusion, some funk. It's just a really, really cool album. I know you're super excited.
I am super excited about it. I appreciate that you listen to it and that you're enjoying it. Yeah, it's very eclectic in a sense, but that's the point of the E-Train, which I started in the 90s. Most of the band, except for one person, we all grew up, raised, and born in the Bay Area. Most of us have been friends forever, and that's my family. And so we all understand the vibe and the musicians and the artistry that comes from the Bay Area. So, and that's what's made us the musicians that we are, is being born and raised in the Bay Area, listening to all the types of music and being able to even jam with the people that we admired. There's so much music coming from the Bay, so it does represent that very well. And also the reason why we called it Hella Funky is because hella everything is what the Bay Area is known for, saying hella. That word is just... it's everywhere. And so we recorded the album in Oakland during the middle of the tour, which was a great idea because then you're used to playing the songs. We went in and did a semicircle so that we can watch each other play. We recorded it live. The solos are live. Like, we weren't really punching in anything. The overdubs were just the vocals and some percussion. But that was it.
Which wow,
was
man.
Awesome, because that feel of it, it feels right. It's not, we're not trying to be perfect about it. What you hear is what we played, and that's what's so great about it.
It is great, and it is the perfect mix of super cool, funky, groovy, and then just that beautiful, mellow, taking you on that smooth ride. I love it.
Oh, awesome. I appreciate it. And we have a special guest on that album. Trombone Shorty played on the record as well, so we're excited about that.
That is so cool. I did not know that. That is awesome to know.
Yes. Yes, we're excited. He's an amazing player, trombone, trumpet. He plays everything. He's just, his energy is just amazing. So we're happy to have him.
Well, and you just recorded a remake of Your Godfather, Tito Puente's famous song. Now, it's coming out April 28th, but the video is available April 20th. Let's talk about it.
Yes, I did a tribute to my godfather, Tito Puente. It's his 100th on April 20th, so we're going to release the video on that day, you're right, and the single on the 28th. This is another project that I'm doing separate from the E-Train record. I decided to put out two albums this year. So at the end of the year, I will have my first ever salsa record, which wow. I've never done a salsa record, and I didn't realize that until about 5 years ago. And so we're releasing this next single, and I'm really excited about it. We have Roberto Santa Rosa singing lead vocal on this. We're so humbled that he said yes. He's an amazing artist, superstar, composer, singer, songwriter. And we just actually did his vocal last week and filmed the video the next day, and we turned this around in 7 days. So we're excited about it.
That is so awesome. And will you please tell us the name of the song? I will butcher it with my Texas accent.
You don't have an accent. I think I have the accent. It's called I'll say it simple. It's called El Rey del Timbal. You can say it like that.
Yeah. That will be available as your new album, Hella Funk E, is at SheilaE.com. And, you know, that's one of the things I love about you. Your genre reach is immense. I mean, you just cover, when people ask me what's your favorite music, I say music. And I get that so much from you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You get me. I love that. It's music, really. It's not just a genre. It's what we create. And sometimes there's not even a title or a category for what we do, because music is music. And in my shows, I say music is love, love is God, God is music. And that's what it's about. It's that gift that we've been given to create. And however that may come out, And if people appreciate it, amen. It's just a beautiful thing. So I appreciate that.
Big amen. You realized when you were five that you had the gift for percussion and drums, but it goes so much deeper than that, Sheila. When you play, your soul and your essence are the rhythm. It's a God-given gift in your DNA, of course, handed down genetically from your father and your whole family, talented musicians and performers. But it's not something you have. It's something that is you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You're like my favorite person in the whole wide world right now, because I'm serious, because not a lot of people get it. Like, and then we're having a conversation and they're just asking questions, but you understand me. I really, seriously, I'm going to remember you for real. Like, this is really great for you to say things that I don't have to say, but you get it. And that's really important. I can't say enough about who you are. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, ma'am. And I loved in your percussion drumming masterclass trailer, you said that someone made the comment to you that you're a woman. Who said you could be the best? And your reply was, I said I could be the best.
I said it because my parents had instilled in us when we were young that we can do and be whatever we wanted to be and do it at our best. And whatever that best is what it is, as long as we keep trying. We fail by not exceeding and to try. If we fail forward is being successful, because we keep trying. And no doesn't mean that we're not capable. No just means opportunity. We figure out ways. People take it to heart. No means you're not capable. No means you're no good. No, you can't do this. No. No doesn't exist in our vocabulary. We do what we can, and we keep trying.
I love it. I want to talk about, you've worked with Beyonce, Herbie Hancock, Stevie Nicks, Ringo Starr. In fact, you played on tour with Ringo and his band. Who is someone that you want to work with, but you haven't gotten to yet?
Well, right now, I mean, I'm working with people I have never worked with. Gilberto Santa Rosa, for him to say yes,
yeah,
to do this song with me, I'm just like, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I have other artists who have said yes. Ruben Blades, who is going to sing on the next single coming up after this. And, I mean, for Ruben Blades, they have Ruben Blades, Gilberto Santa Rosa, and then the first single was with Luis Enrique. We have all these amazing artists. There's even more people than that. But, I mean, right now, to even mention these names that I'm collaborating with them is a dream come true. So right now, I'm in this moment of just being in awe of what's happening in my life right now.
On Hella Funk E, your new album, that you have the coolest version of Yellow Submarine, and you've covered other Beatles tunes on your other albums. Why the Beatles for you?
Oh, how can you not? You have to hear a Beatles song at least once a day. I mean, there's so many songs. Can you imagine, like, Ringo could never play every single song in his entire lifetime. There's so many. I love Yellow Submarine, and that was one song that I loved while we were playing, when I was playing in his all-star band. I love that song, and that rendition, just, I thought putting a little twist to it would be a lot of fun. And I was telling someone earlier, I was like, I think I'm going to go have to hand-deliver this version of Yellow Submarine so I can see his face when he hears this, because as a drummer, like playing in 7/4, I'm not sure that's something he always does, but for me, he would expect that from me, and I can't wait to see his face when he hears it.
That is so cool. And, man, I know we've got to wrap it up here in a minute, but I love your imagination artwork. It is the most vibrant, colorful, amazing way to see rhythm. And I think your piece, Music is Color, just says it all.
Oh, thank you so much. That's very kind of you. Yeah, that's something that a lot of people don't know about, the artwork that we have that is available. And, yeah, we did that. There's live versions of me playing with color while I'm playing my drums, and we don't enhance it with anything. We don't add anything to it. That's just what it looks like when I'm playing.
That is incredible. And, man, I could just talk to you about your prolific Elevate Oakland work and where that came from, but I know we've got to wrap it up. Hella Funk E, available now at SheilaE.com, and also remake of Tito Puente's El Rey del Timbal coming out April 28th, the video April 20th at SheilaE.com. You are so prolific and gifted, and we just love you, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. I'd appreciate so much if you would like, subscribe, leave me a comment, and a review.